Sometimes you want to laugh. For all the other times, there's this.
Connect to the Wi-Fi from next door. Cause you know it's time for the Ash Kip and Lutzy podcast. 106.9.
Monday morning.
Try Friday morning.
Friday morning, sorry.
What are you doing?
Yes, there's a lot going on in here.
He's just ensuring that he's jobber of the week. He's trying to get in early. Jobber of the week. 6:04 Monday morning.
All right, we're fine.
Good.
Everything's going to be fine. But we're doing a jobber right now from you. 13:24:10 is our number for dobbing a jobber. $100 thanks to Sage Institute of Fitness.
Oh, see, we've got scenes from a hat again.
Yeah.
Is that it for this week? Sam, it's it? Okay. All right, what's the scoreboard at the moment? We've had four scenes from a hat. This is where they just give us something on the fly. We've got to try and come up with something funny, which is... Yeah. Not easy for us because we're breakfast radio hosts.
Yes. Suze has had a win. I know that. I think I had that default win on the first one, which I don't really count. Lutzy's had a win. We've all had a win. So this is for the actual championships then.
Well, this is it.
The win today actually takes the trophy.
Spoils.
So, well, you get $500 though for anyone playing along with us though. So it's worth hanging around for. We're going to do that in about half an hour. But Dobbin and Jobber right now, 13:24:10.
Dobbin and Jobber!
Last jobber of the year before we have the, the jobber of the year, which will be next week.
Mitchell James, how are we going with the nominations for jobber of the year? I know that you've been feverishly going over all of the jobber nominations that we've
like
had.
A little beaver just working away the last couple of days.
No, he's in Ange's studio, which is stuffed, so he can't talk to us right now.
I believe what he's doing, Mitch, is he's categorising them, Kip. So we're going to have, like, the apprentice jobber of the year, the self-nom jobber of the year.
Partner.
The partner jobber of the year.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And then from that, we will be able to pick the jobber. Of the year.
And imagine the apprentice. Gee, there's a rich field in the apprentices, isn't there?
Well, after you take out the apprentice jobbers of the year, there's two people.
Yes. Yes. And I think James from Albany Creek's kicking us off with an apprentice story. Is that right, James?
Yeah, g'day, boys. Actually, I'm getting a bit of revenge on him. He dobbed me in a couple of weeks ago for dobbing a jobber.
You've been nominated.
Glad I got in. Yeah, he got me for putting letters back in the mailbox.
That's one of the best.
New job at James.
Where does the mailbox? Yeah. the postman just comes straight out the front.
Long week.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, easy.
Okay, what do you
got? No, the boss was having a bad morning that day. I walked in and quit my job. So he was not the happiest that day. And so me and Blake, we've hopped in the van to go to work. Run a bit low on fuel. Blake's filled her up. We've driven from Northgate to Bowen Hills. Blake, the van's not starting. Oh, mate, it'll be right. We're down the hill. Let's try and hill start it. Like, nah, it's just been serviced, mate. It's fine. No. We'll give it a go. So we're sucking petrol through this thing. Get down the bottom. Like, what'd you put in this, mate? We're in the diesel. Brand new van, 16,000 Ks.
No.
Oh, mate, I've put it up with petrol.
Ring
the boss. Oh, yeah, not happy.
This is the boss that you've not just happy. Resigned to that very day.
Yeah.
Was it the boss's car?
Yeah, it's his brand new work van. 16,000 Ks on it.
Oh, God. Oh. Gee, that boss hires idiots. You guys. You guys are unbelievable.
I gave you two jobs. I asked you to post a letter and fill up the car.
That reminds me, during the week, you see on the news too, that apprentice that took his boss's, like, the big new work van with all the ladders and everything on the back. Through a car wash in Brisbane.
Oh.
And all the brushes and everything caught the ladders and just ripped it all up and it brought down the car wash. They reckon like $50,000 to $60,000 worth of damage. Like massive damage.
He thought,
some poor apprentice doing, he's trying to wash his boss's car, sucking up to him.
I'll clean the ladders while I'm at it.
Oh, you should have seen the video. It's awful. I felt sorry for him.
Kayla out of Caboolture. Who's the jobber, Kayla?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Morning.
Morning. I'm dobbing in my partner, Robbo.
Okay.
Name and shame. So what I've actually... We're replacing all the cupboards in my kitchen. I sent him to Bunnings to get new cupboards for my kitchen. He came home with a metal... wire and put curtains on it, but the curtains are too short, so now I've got it put underneath all my cupboards. And this was about 3 weeks ago, and we've been pretty much debating day in, day out. And I've gone on strike in the kitchen.
Yeah, fair enough.
And he's not giving in.
I've so got a better. So I'm he's gone to Bunnings. He's gone. I've got a better idea than cupboards, yeah, curtains.
His way is it's cheaper.
Kayla,
he's money for us.
Oh, that's horrendous.
Kayla, try going on strike in another room in the house.
Trust me.
Big dog is not eating at the moment.
The curtains are down. Everywhere.
So many ways.
Big dog's got to eat, but it's got nothing to do with the kitchen. No. Yep.
Blake out of Burpengary.
Hey, boys, how are we?
Hey, Blake, who's the jobber, mate?
Oh, the bloody plumber.
Okay.
I was working alongside this plumber apprentice, and he reversed the work van. He was just leaving to shoot down the shot, reversed the work van into a brick wall and knocked over, like a brick fence, over the whole fence.
Oh, yeah, it must have been going at a clip.
Oh, mate, he was reversing pretty hard.
Just knocked over a brick wall.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is a good field. Yes, Richard out Alex Hills. What do you got for us, Richard?
Good morning, boys. It's myself, and okay. It's twice in one day.
Oh, dear.
I go to this coffee shop, been going there for 8-12 months, and the bloke said to me, mate, why don't you order your coffee ahead? Mm. Just, you know, bring it through. So, yeah, good order. So what I thought I'd do, I'd text through me order, flat white, large, extra hot, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yep.
5 minutes later, I get to the coffee shop. Mate, where's my coffee? You haven't ordered nothing. I said, yeah, I sent you a text. He said, you don't have my mobile number.
Who are you sending it to?
No, I sent a text to the work number, the landline.
Oh, right.
Oh, landline.
That's really good.
That's jobberish. That is jobberish. In 2016.
Yeah. You're texting
I'll get it, mate. So I'll get it.
Was that the only one, or did you do something else?
Yeah, you had a double, didn't you?
Yeah. I went to the local sporting club that Arvo to have a beer.
Yeah.
You line up and you get your card out, swipe, see if you get a second chance draw or you win something. And I'm standing there swiping my card, and next minute, I've got about 6 pensioners behind me. This 70-year-old bloke taps me on the shoulder. He goes, do you need a hand, young fella? I said, mate, I've got it. I know what I'm doing. He says, no, you're putting it in the wrong way. So I've got the crap and I've walked off. And my 7-year-old son goes, what's wrong, Dad? And I looked at my card. Yeah. I've been using my library card to try and swipe into the sporting club.
The club. You're having a shocker. Now, Mick out of Clontarf. Bring us home, Mick. Who's the...
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
How you going, boys?
Who's the
Well, I've got a contract at the moment, and we're restoring pipes in the sewage pit in the ground, where everyone's poo goes. Anyway, we've got a team that goes in first, and they've got a big high-pressured gurney, and they're supposed to clean it out before I drop down and clean the pipes and crap. Anyway, these guys are jumping in there with no suit, no mask. They're gurneying this poo pit, and it looks like they've been standing on the side of a dirt bike track in the mud when they hop out. They're wiping their faces on their sleeves.
That's the worst job in the world.
There's good money in it, but, what do you do?
It can't be good enough, Mick.
Gotta be unhealthy.
Jeez.
How could you go home? If you did that enough, you'd actually end up stinking. Like, you'd go home and that'd be your smell.
You'd come in, they go, you smell like shiz, and you go,
Because I've been swimming through it all day.
Wow, thanks, Mick.
Oh, my God. Disgusting. What about that for the fear? We got the apprentice put the unleaded in the diesel. Yeah. The partner went to Bunnings, thought he'd sort out the curtains. Now he's on a kitchen strike from his missus.
Mm-hmm. And bedroom.
Coffee shop text where he's sending it to a landline and then trying to use his
library card
to get into the other place. Reverse on the brick wall, knock the whole thing down, and then, what do you call it, the poo pit.
The poo pit. With
no protection whatsoever, fully covered. Look, just because we have to take our hat off and we don't give enough credit to these people that are doing these jobs for us to just be able to flush it away and not even think about it.
Yeah,
I'm giving it to Mick out of Clontarf.
You can't poop it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they went into a poo pit kit with no protection whatsoever.
That is an act of jobbery.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure they feel sorry for him. I don't think calling him a job is going to help him.
Their life is already... Day, like, make him feel a bit better. Call him Jobber of the Week.
But they're not going to get the prize. Mick's going to keep whatever they give him. I mean, it's noted, but I can't go there, unfortunately.
Who do you like?
What do you got, Kip? I'm going to probably... I'm leaning
towards the coffee shop myself. The text of the landline.
Now, I'm going to go... Jimmy destroying his boss's car. That'll do some serious damage to a new car.
With the petrol, all right,
expensive error.
Decider, tiebreaker.
Mitch, Sam, what do you got? Sam?
I reckon Richard, the coffee shop and the library card are the same day.
Yeah, it's a double up.
Yeah.
Double up, Willie. That's you, Richard. $100 thanks to Sage Institute of Fitness. Well done, mate.
We'll
text you about your prize.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy. I don't think we've ever had Santa Claus on the show, and we've got Santa Claus on the show after 8 o'clock this morning.
Well, it's a month out from when he drops down the chimney.
November 25th today?
Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
Mm.
So, I mean, I love to see where he is, because I've heard he has to move around a lot these days just to, you know.
How does he move around a lot, though?
Oh,
he's a big unit.
Yeah, no, he's got a whole thing going on now. But, you know, I don't think he's always in the North Pole now. He's got to get around and sort of, you know, he's got factories everywhere these days, they tell me.
How are you so clued up with Santa?
You know.
It was at Westfield Carindale just the other day as well. So, gee, what about the frequent flyer miles he'd get?
Oh, he'd be phenomenal. Mm. I'm not sure he flies. I think he might. I don't think he flies commercial.
Okay.
I think he flies with admin and stuff like that. Does all the corporate sort of business. Yeah, right.
Just trying to think who I...
IBS Attack looks after him a lot.
Does he? He goes with admin.
He does, yeah.
You ever share a chopper with a Hemsworth?
I think he would be a lot, actually. Okay. Santa and Hemsworth travel a lot.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. It's incredible.
I'm trying to think who I was with recently, and they had that. I remembered it so vividly. I don't know what it was like with your kids, Mitch, but the first time your kids met Santa... One of my kids, I can't remember which one, but it must have been Levi, I'd say, because first one, and took him to the shopping centre.
Yeah.
And you're so excited, because it's kind of a milestone, you know, marker for you as a parent when your kids see Santa for the first time.
I think the first time.
And Levi just lost it. They can freak out the first time they see Santa. Yeah. Well, you think about it. They've heard so much about Santa.
Yeah.
And then when they actually meet him,
yeah,
it was like... The only thing I could put that I can say it was like was when Sydney, my middle boy, met Wally for the first time. Remember that? He met Wally for the first time, and Wally came over. I was with Mitch. Wally came over, and I went, "This is Wally Lewis, Sid." And I went, "Hey, Wally, how are you?" "Wally, this is my boy, Sid. Sid, this is Wally." And then we sat there and had a chat, and Sid just looked up at him like he was Jesus Christ himself. And and Sid's not a shy kid.
Yeah.
He couldn't speak. Like, literally couldn't speak.
As a 19-year-old, I interviewed Wally for the first time in that Centreline Club at Suncorp Stadium where I had a gig, and I lost it. I was sweating and shaking interviewing the king for the first time. I don't think it's ever happened since, interviewing a star. But it happened with Wally.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's Santa-like.
It is. It is. But
and he's a big, you know, he's a big bloke, Santa. You know, like, it's a big thing, and the beard and everything. It's quite a confronting visual.
Imposing. You forget
his big chair and, you know.
He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever spoken to him before.
No. Well, he's hard to get. Yeah. I mean, how are we getting these people all of a sudden?
I know. It's
Luke McHugh had to go in there and put a Comrex up there.
Oh, to the North Pole.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So he's at the North Pole.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's coming. We'll have Santa on the show just after 8 o'clock. About 8:15, we'll have him. Ash, Kip and Lutzy. Top 5. DJ for the back. This is Ash, Kip and Lutzy's weekly Top 5 Countdown. In at number 5, Maddie. Second verse for the hustlers, gangsters, bad bitches and your ugly out friends. Can I preach? Can I preach? I gotta show them how pimp get it in. First, take your sip, do your dip, spend your money like money aged. Woo woo! We too fresh, gotta blame it on Jesus. Hashtag blessed, they ain't ready for me. Number 4, Ash. That girl is a real crowd pleaser.
Oh, yeah,
this is your best.
World, without all doubt. Friends know me. Young girl look like an old geezer. Release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get even. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drinking. They lose it when the DJ drops. Very good. Number 3, Susie. I
serious?
I am free. I love
this is Robbie Williams.
My life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
Got the quiver back.
So rock a bell, baby, so rock a bell. I'm gonna rock you, rock a bell, baby, don't you cry. Somebody's got you rock a bell, baby.
God.
Even Snoop Dogg's never been that high.
Yeah. I like the Sean Paul bit.
Number one, let's see.
I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know. Darling, your love is more than worth its weight in gold. We've come so far, my dear. Look how we've grown. And I want to stay with you until we're gray and old. Just say you won't let go. Just say you won't let go.
Ash, Kip and Lutzies. Weekly Top 5 Countdown.
Such a strong start you had today.
Got overconfident. That's what happens.
You reached for the stars. Yeah,
sometimes the stars aren't there to be reached. Yeah, you started to believe the hype. You were like, hey, I got this. Yep.
Ash, Kip and Lassie.
Did I hear that the Christmas party's on today?
Yes.
I realised yesterday that's happening.
Yeah,
yep. What's the go for the Christmas party this year?
Oh, it's ambitious, to say the very least.
That's the one we had the...
It's a two-part Willie.
Yeah. There was like an all-staff...
There was
an all-staff meeting a couple of weeks ago, and it was like a lecture where we sat down and they went... This is what I remember from it. Everyone goes to like a pool, and there's like a dead set pool party on.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's like bring your own swimmers, board shorts. They're going to have like floaties or whatever. And there's a big pool party on.
We better not say where it is.
Just
in case. Yeah.
And so then, you need a change of clothes for that.
Yeah, well, you need your boardies for that. But after that, it's like a full transfer to another joint, but you've got to get dressed up.
I don't know. I feel like I've only been invited to two parts. Is there three parts?
The third part is the after party. And if you consider the before party at work, there's four parts.
Oh, right, because there's people starting early.
Yeah. So, I mean, BJ in accounts, he's already on it.
He's already started at 7:25.
Yeah, but you're right, there's a pool party.
One of those beer hats. Well,
then there's a venue where the pool is. There's a venue where you get changed. There's like an hour of grace where you get changed and then head to the new bit.
But, so what do you do with your like, okay, so I've got my board shorts and stuff. What do you do with your board shorts when you go to the new one?
So, it's very sensible. Soren. From sales, and I think Ben from sales, one of the Bens from sales, there's about nine, that you give your gear to them, and they get it back to work. And they're the two loosest guys. Like, they're going to be off their chops by then.
It's like a triathlon.
So you've got to
transition areas.
You've got to give your gear to Soren, who then somehow he'll lose it. So you'll never see, wear your old board shorts, and you'll never see any of that again.
Yeah.
And then you get dressed in smart casual attire where you then party on at a venue where we've been requested to put in your songs because the songs will be a collaboration of everyone that's going's favourite songs. So you can imagine where that's going to head.
Yeah.
Like, that's too large of a demographic.
Isn't it?
I mean,
what time's that kick off? Like, what time's the pool party kick
two.
Off? The pool party kicks off at 2.
Yeah, that goes till 5, and then at 6, the next party starts.
And that finishes at 9, and then the after party. Nine.
Then there's an after party at another venue.
How do you get to the other venue?
I don't know. Like,
I don't know about that.
I think there's buses. Have they organized buses?
But the thing is, like, then BJ from accounts is already, you know.
Yeah, he's lit.
He's lit, right?
Yeah.
He's fully lit in there.
Yeah.
Well, he sends out, it's like they give, you have a bunch of kids that go, right, here's the candy store. Like, here's the confectionery warehouse. We're going to lock you in there for 10 hours. But don't. Lose your shit. So we get this big email saying, we're giving you the candy shop, all right?
Yeah.
But you're allowed one piece of candy each.
Only one.
And that's it. And if you don't, we could fire you, okay? We actually get an email where he has to write this disclaimer saying, you're screwed if you go too far.
Well, now you're paying BJ as the fun stopper. And, you know,
There has to be one fun stopper.
Right.
But then he's...
He's lit.
Yes, he's lit.
And he's the big dancer of the group.
Well, then that's a good thing, isn't it? Like, I mean, if the fun stopper is lit now...
And kicking off the dance floor.
And then they give us, on each of our desks today...
Yes.
They give us our own personalised packs.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't
know what was in yours, Ange, because I got 30 packs
Why are you yelling?
I don't know. I've got 30 sunscreens.
I want to turn the volume down, but I can't.
What did you get, Ange?
Oh, I got some headphones, and then I got about 6 condoms.
I got condoms. Oh, I got condoms as well.
What are they? What's happening when we get changed?
I don't know.
Fruit showers.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Hey, I got to send a shout out. One of our loyal listeners, I would say that Ross Mitchell is Jobber Nation. He's been listening to us for years and
years.
He's alumni. And he's alumni, and he always comes good with some gear that he sends me. And he sent me a message this morning. Ross was the guy. Remember, Ross was the guy that ages ago, my phone was on the blink. I got it wet.
Yes.
And he sent me a message somehow or something about, I can't remember what, and I went to reply, and it started sending him the emojis of a cat on a scooter whistling or something or other. Like, it just kept sending that to him.
Yeah. Over and over.
Over and over. And then because I don't do emojis. I've never done emojis, and I had to ring him up on the show and say, listen, mate, that wasn't me. Because then when I tried to... like, actually go, mate, I'm sorry about that, I don't do that. Yeah, it just started sending gibberish.
Yeah, the elephant farting.
Yeah. So that's Ross. Ross, he got in touch with me this morning and he said, mate, can you do me a favour? He's been married 10 years today to his beautiful wife, Zoe. She's going to be in the car right now taking the kids to school. They're doing the Story Bridge climb tonight. Oh, and he just wanted to publicly mark out to Zoe and then he's got a whole thing. He loves her. He's going to do the special twist tonight. I don't know what that is. Maybe something.
It doesn't say that.
Zoe.
He's been practicing that for 6 months now.
It doesn't say that.
That guy's wrong.
Yeah. Oh,
there's two people end up in emergency. That's all I'm saying. Maybe three people.
So congratulations to Zoe and Ross. Do you guys celebrate your anniversary? Like, do you have a date that you do?
Amber and I remember because we met on Colombian Independence Day, so it's very easy for us to Google.
Foggy's saying he emceed his wedding. Does he know him?
What's that?
Foggy just said I emceed his wedding. Just text me.
Oh, the guy you're just talking about. Ross.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So that's the date of what, your first date or?
Yeah, it's the day we met.
Yeah, but once you get married, you're not going to remember that.
Well, I mean, we will just because it's like, you know, it's an easy day to look up.
Why is Colombian Independence Day an easy day?
Because it's easy to Google. You just go, what day was that? Oh, yeah, Colombian Independence Day, 26th of June or something.
Yeah, usually we mention it on air in some way because one of the boys, you know, Trent or someone will text us, so it reminds you every year now.
Yes. Yeah, so I get a reminder, you know, I get a lot of help with it. If it was a random day, I'd never remember.
Right.
You know, if it was just 3rd of May or something, I'd never know.
Because, like, Kip has met, I'm trying to think now, probably 7 girls in the downstairs at GPO. Which is where it was.
It's not even...
It was there. We had
it. It was a friend too.
Let's not get into that whole day and what happened that day.
You didn't have
the isolation.
You didn't have to.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
This is great, though. This looks like it's legit, too. A new Catholic app. It'll help you earn forgiveness for your Tinder indiscretion. So the next time, and we're going to put this up on Ash Kibbenlatsy's Facebook, so you can share this today.
What is it?
Well, the next time you find yourself deleting Tinder after a questionable encounter, quote unquote, and you're in search of repentance, you'll soon be able to download an app that will help you purify your soul. And this is according to Vatican Radio. They had a big launch and there's actual photos to back this up.
Radio.
It's an app. Yeah, this is legit. Some media outlets are calling it Cinder.
22 degrees on the Vatican Radio.
Now, to assist in finding the nearest confessionals and Catholic masses, it'll be available in early 2017. It's been created by a Scottish Archbishop, Leo Cushley. So it's basically saying after you've been on Tinder and you feel like you've sinned.
Yes.
Or you've done something that you ought not have been doing.
You get the app.
That you go to the app and it essentially helps you confess, like find a confessional near where you are.
Yeah.
Where you can... repent your sins.
Oh, so you don't the app, you don't confess. What do you confess to Siri? Or have you still got to get old school? Have you still got to go into a church? Or are they cutting out the middleman?
I think it's helping. No, I think you can't just speak to your phone and say, I'm sorry. I think it's actually still pushing you towards a church.
Right,
where
okay.
you can go in. But say if, right. you know, if I did it now, it'd go, oh, you have a confessional within 1.2 kilometres. And,
right.
and then it'd give me directions to how I could get there quickly and bless me, Father, for I've sinned.
Right.
You know, that sort of business.
So really,
I think that's the Catholic
what's
Church moving forward.
What's
well,
it called?
It's not
they're
moving
calling
forward.
Cinder.
If it was moving forward,
yes,
then you know they'd speak to Jesus and create an actual app that you can do it.
You could talk to Jesus on the royal telephone
on the phone.
Yeah,
well,
right.
We're speaking to Santa next.
That's true.
We're speaking to Santa. We've
that's
got a hotline
true.
Up to the North Pole.
So yeah, it's the next level would be
give us Jesus give on us, an app.
I think he's busy.
Hey,
how busy can he be?
How busy can he be?
Pretty busy.
He's pretty busy. Ash, Kip and Lutzy. Wow, what a moment on the show.
Wonders of modern technology. We hope that this...
And I've got to say, a very big thanks to Luke McHugh from our technical department for getting this up,
yes.
because it takes a lot of effort. Luke had to actually travel by himself to the northern extremities of our planet to do this. And via the magic of communication, we are now joined by none other than Santa Claus.
Good morning, Santa.
Good morning, boys.
Oh, how clear's the line?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Now,
it's
before we get started, what do we actually call you? Like, do we call you Santa Claus, Santy, Father Christmas?
Well, Father Christmas is my official title, but not my actual name. Huh. Santa Claus is my official name, but not my official Twitter handle. It was already taken. Santa is fine, boys, but I won't tell you what Mrs. Claus calls me.
Santa, today's November 25th. That's today. So 1 month to go to the big day. Now, tell me, are you still use a sleigh or do you use cars these days?
Let's see.
Yeah, what, yeah, Santa?
If you're about to try and wedge an Audi plug into an interview with Santa, well, I'm just going to have to put you on my naughty list.
The naughty list is an actual thing, is it? I never knew if that was for real or not, but you actually do have a naughty list.
Of course. Well, haven't you heard the song? He's making a list, he's checking it twice, going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming tonight. What, you don't know that song? I mean, what are you, a bunch of morons?
We've been accused of worse. Now, I know it's probably not following protocol, Santa, but can you tell us, have we been naughty or nice this year?
Oh, yes.
No, I can't. I won't tell.
I can't. Please. Please.
Absolutely not.
Well, what if you do tell us, we'll do, you know, we'll put the cookies out for you for Christmas Eve.
No.
Carrots for the reindeer. What about that? We'll put them out as well.
Not interested.
How about a $200 mystery bet at the TAB?
Oh, you've got me. All right, well, look, there's only one of you that's been naughty this year. Everybody else has been nice.
Okay, well, who's the naughty one?
Well, surprisingly, it's not Ash.
What?
And his years of consistent naughtiness are legendary. They've only been bettered by Charlie Sheen, that kid in Bali, and some new bloke, an orange man called Trump. God, I hate that man's voice.
Right. We all do.
Yeah. Now, well, does the naughty one have a full beard?
Oh, I'd never discriminate against a fellow beard, bro.
You're in sweet,
Tip. Santa, does he drive an Audi S3?
Seriously, Lutzy, one more time and you're off the list.
Well, that's...
You only lose one other person there.
Yeah. Susan?
Yes, it's Susan.
What?
Madam Butterfly? I was asking myself, Madam Butterfly, why? Why? Oh, why?
He's back with the Santa humour.
Now, well, I think Susie said you were a crook or something
yesterday,
but it sounds like you're back, you're fighting fit. And go easy on Suze. Is there anything that Suze can do to redeem herself?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Santa never holds a grudge. If Susie behaves herself for the next month, she'll make it back onto the nice list. Oh, and I've got the perfect gift for her.
What?
The new Veronica CD. I've heard it excellent.
She'll love it. She'll love it.
Thank you, Santa.
Thanks, Santa.
Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Merry Christmas. Ash, Kip and Lutzy.